If a Jew buys the uber, the fetus, of a chamor that belongs to a goy, so know that locher is by a petah chamor. If a Jew would own a chamor, a donkey, so it's petah chamor, the first one, the bechor, has a type of kedusha that you have to be poydrit, take a seh, and you have to give the seh to the kohen. So here, that a goy owned the chamor, just the Jew bought the uber, so since though the goy owns the mother, so the Mishnah says you put them in a bechor. That's going to be the klal here, that a bechor is only chayiv if the whole thing belongs to Yisrael. But if a goy has anything to do with the animal, either with the mother or with the uber, either case, you put them in a bechor. And Rashi just says, like, how come we start off talking about petach hamor, over here? The Mishnah should have started off first talking about petah behemor, a regular behemor, behemor tahira. That here it has kedusha on it, you bring it for korban. So Rashi said, really, the Gemara later asked the question, but just thought the first perek talks about petach hamor, because it's a small halachas. And then the rest of the sechta talks about halacha, bechor, behemor, tahira. That's what leaves it for later. The korban, the first verse talking about a bechor of a petach hamor. So it says if a goy owns the chamor and the Jew bought the uber, that's one case that you bought her. And then the opposite, what's the movie hamoicher loy? Let's say the Jew owned the chamor and he sold the uber, he sold the baby, the fetus, he sold to a goy. Safa pi shena rusho, even though you're not allowed to do it, there's an isim of the rabbon, you're not allowed to sell the behema gasa to a goy. At the Gemara Navoi Dezora said it's a shailam that maybe before you sell it to him, he'll try it out, test it, and he'll sell it to him on Friday. So they'll test it over Shabbos and they'll do malacha with it over Shabbos. So the Gzeri and Allah sell the behemah gasa to a guy. So here also, an uber also applies that issa. So that's the Mishnah says, even though you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, if you sell the uber to a guy, also the b'shita is a p'tur on the b'chor. Ha mishtatif loy, let's say become a shutif with a guy. That means a Jew and a guy buys a chamor together. So also, and then it gives birth, there's no din b'chor, there's no din peterechem. On a bechor, on a shut, on a where the mother is shutfis with the guy, who then the uber also to be shutfis of the. Now, what's going to be the hamakabel hemenu? Let's say your makabel again that the chamor belongs to the guy, and the Jew accepts it now to work with it, and the reward is that he'll share in the vladis. He'll get a chelik. One of the vladis will go to the Jew. So even if the first vlad, the first kid goes to the Jew, still he's part of the bechor. Since the mother belongs to a guy. Or the other way, what's going to be the hanoisim le the kabbalah, where the Jew owns the chamor and he gives it over to a guy to work with it, to fatten it, and his reward would be that the first baby that comes out goes to the guy, even if he shutfis. All these cases, the Mishnah says, put them in abchayra. In all these cases, there's no mitzvah of petah chamor. You don't have to redeem the bechor and give the seh to the kohen. Why? Shinemar, the Pasuk says, be Yisrael. Kadashli ko bechor be Yisrael. So it says, Lashon of the Yisrael, it says, Hiskat shali kol bechor be Yisrael. So the Darshan have to be Yisrael, avloi b'acherim, not if it belongs to a goy, or if a goy has any shutfus or any part of the behemah, that's the ptur, the whole thing has to belong to Yisrael. That's the end of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Kolhani Lomli, why does the Mishnah have to say so many cases? Well, let's just say one case. That if a goy has any shaykhah to the chamor or to the uber, you potter. What do you need all these cases for? So Moses says, yes, Srich, we need all the cases. Di Tana Lakeach, we just said the case of a Lakeach where a Jew buys the uber off the goy. Have him, I would have thought to say, Mishum the Komaisi Lola Kedusha. Like Rashi says, there's a svar to say that the shaykhah is, maybe the rabbanah should make a kenaf to say that you still have to give it to the kohen. So the chiddush is no, there's no kenas with the rabbanim. So now, if you would have just said the first case where the Jew buys the uber off the goyim, I would have thought to say there's no kenas because the Jew is doing something good. Like you're buying the uber, so now you're making like a Jewish animal. The Rashi says shetei shaveses b'shabbos. You're not going to work with him now on Shabbos. So the chivon, the mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah like lekel lemikna. Say there's no svar. We should make a kenas. That's one svar. In the case where the Jew sells the uber to the goy, to come after the kedusha, he's taken it out of the kedushas Yisrael. Like now, when the goy buys the behemah, he'll work with it on Shabbos also. So even though there's no avera for the goy to do it, But Kolpon, you're taking the animal out of like a Kedusha, therefore I would have thought to say maybe Eim Eliknesei. Maybe there should be a Knas that you should have to, the Jew should have to be paid to the Uber, and Rashi says give it to the Kohen. Maybe there would have been a Knas. Kamashmo, know that there's no Knas. Even though you sell the Uber to the Goy, that's it, the sale is Chal, and you don't have to do anything about it. Now, then it says about Mishtatif Loi, if you become a Shut, if you buy an animal together, Shut for his partnership with the Goy. So, Lomli, what did the Mishnah do that for? Pchor Pshita. So, Mishnah says, yes, Liafukim and Rabbi Yudis. Come on, Afukai, Rabbi Yudis Halacha. That the Yom, he said, we'll have later, Rabbi Yudis Shitter is, he holds Shut for Sadiq Chavim Chayevis of the Chayra. He doesn't know if a Jew and a Goy has Shut for Sin of Behemo, and then it gives birth, it's Bechoros Chayevim Bechora. At least the Jew has to give his half. Half of it he has to give to the Kayin. So, the Mishnah is teaching us not like a Yudis Shitter. Yeah. Kamashmalon dipturim in Abachar. No, you put them in Abachar. Then the Mishnah says on the Kabbal, let's say the Jew receives the Chamor from the Goy to work with it, and he gets reward, he gets the Vlad. So, Lomi, what do we need it for? Bishom the Kabbal, the Mishnah, because the Mishnah wants to also Chidash of Yan Oisim the Kabbalah. That if a Jew gives his Chamor to a Goy to work with it, that also you put them. So, the question is, what's the Chidash over there? So, Mor says, yes, Vihan Oisim Le the Kabbalah. Where a Jew gives his chamor, over to a goy to work with, to have a shutvis, not a shutvis, just the goy works and fattens it, and his reward is that if it gives birth, he keeps the blood. So what's the chiddush? Should be a lamali itzrich. Here there's a chiddush. Because I would have thought to say, ho yovikub heim of Israel, since the mother, the chamor, belongs to the Jew, so really it's a Jewish animal. In Israel, he, what happened? He just gave it over to a goy, he should work with it, he should fatten it right now. So I would have thought to say, liknesei, that there should be a knas over here, that when the chamor gives birth, its vlad should have a din like a bechor on it. And maybe the Jew would have to be praetorit. The Jew would have to take a stand, be praetorit. Why? Because otherwise, do mosel lachlufa bebehem achriti. Because if not, I would have thought to say that it should be exerum. People make mistakes with other pet chamor. Like people know this chamor belongs to the Jew. And they won't realize that a goy gets it for his reward. So things come, you put it from a petachamor. So maybe make a knas that the Jew has to be poiderit. It's kamashmon, that's the chiddush in our Mishnah, know that even though you give your chamor to the goy to work with it, and it gives birth, even though he keeps the chamor, that the vlad, the bechor, you put it min habechor. There's no knas. That Gemara says, Tanan Hosam, learn the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Reb Yehuda Mati Bishvura, that even though it's also to sell a behemah, a big behemah, that you do work with it, they're not allowed to sell it to a goy, but if the animal has a broken leg, so the goy won't be able to work with it anyway, you're allowed to. That's a Yehuda Shita. But he doesn't make a leg plug. If the animal has a broken leg, he knows you're allowed to sell it to a goy. So Yehuda mati b'shvura. Then b'seira mati b'sus. Then b'seira is mati with the sus, with a horse. Because Rashi explains, because a horse uses you to ride on. Now what's the chash here? That maybe the goy would want to borrow it, to test it out from the Jew, and he'll use it over Shabbos. And since he didn't buy it yet, the animal belongs to a Jew, so like to be over the Issa, Shvisa's Behemta. For letting a Goy work with your animal on Shabbos, you're over in Avera. But if it's only a Sus, what's the most a Goy would do with it? He'll ride on it. Now, riding, there's no Issa Deraisa. As we always say, Chai Noisi Esatzmai. So even if a Jew rides on his own horse, there's no Issa Deraisa, Shvisa's Behemta. So therefore, when Maseirah Mata, you're allowed to sell a horse to a Goy. And we don't make any Xeri, maybe you come to try it out and use it on Shabbos. Because even if he does, still there's no way to be raisa. That's what we learned in Masechta by the Zohar. Now the Shaila is Yiboylo, have a question like this. Uber Mala Yom Rabbi Yehuda. What would Rabbi Yehuda say is a Jew allowed to sell the Uber, the fetus, of his behemah gasa to a goy? He's not selling the mud, he's only selling the fetus, the Uber. What's the halacha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is not to be shvur. So what's the halacha by an Uber? Time with Rabbi Yehuda, this is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. Time with Rabbi Yehuda, Hosam the Shari, Mishum the Shvura. Because it's broken, so pshat is, even if you sell it to a goy, and a goy takes it, and there's nothing to try out, he can't do work with it, it's broken. So, ubanami shavru. If he buys the fetus, also he can't work with the fetus, it doesn't do any work yet. So there should be no xeri, it should be allowed to sell a fetus to a goy. Or do we maybe know, shavura lav hainu urche. Shavura, broken leg, it's something different. It's not normal for an animal to have a broken leg. So therefore there's no low plug, because it's a different category. Abel Uber, but a fetus, kivan the hainu urchai, which is a normal thing for every animal to have a fetus. It's normal. It's nothing abnormal. If so, even though it can't do work, but maybe bechlal the light plug that Rabbanan said, we don't want you to sell any behemah gasa to a guy. So maybe the uber, the fetus, is also included. And therefore, lav shover, it's not like a shover. A shover, broken animal, that's something different altogether. It's not in the light plug. But if you just have a fetus, maybe it's still be yasa. That's our shayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what would he say by selling the uber to the guy? Samura says, Tashma, come in here. It says, now, Mishnah, the amoichalai, and how many years now, if you sell the uber, you sell just the fetus to the guy. The Mishnah says, Afa Pishen Rishu, even though you're not allowed to do it. And still, it says, you put them in Abachayra. The Rakol put them, it says, you're not allowed to do it. And the Gemara says, well, like Paul of Rebuta, Rebuta doesn't argue on this. So Masha Rebuta also agrees that it's also to sell a fetus to the guy. So even though he holds a Shvur is Mutta, you have to say, though, an Uber is, Uber is different. As far as I know, maybe it's no proof. The time, according to your reason, the time, HaMishta'ah, Mishnah also says HaMishta'atif Loi, if you become a Shutif, a partner with a guy, VeYamakabu Mimenu, or else if you receive it from the guy, or else a nice and love the Kabbalah, that you part them in Abachor. Now, the Leikatani, our Mishnah does not say that Yehuda argues. And we had the Gemara before, and later on we'll have it. Yehuda does argue. Yehuda holds that Shutif Venakim does not part you, he's still Chayiv. So Gemara says, Leikatani, so Hokanamid Leipoli, you want to say Yehuda doesn't argue? We don't know. We know Rebuta does argue. Ella, what do you have to say? Polig, Poloikatoni. Avadi Rebuta argues in our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it. So say Yochanan here also. Polig, Poloikatoni. It could be Rebuta Shitter is, since he holds you allowed to sell a shavura, a broken leg of an animal to a guy, maybe you would think you're allowed to sell a fetus also to a guy. How come a Mishnah doesn't say he argues? It's not sure. The Mishnah doesn't say all the arguments. The Mishnah just says what the Chum holds. But it could be Rebuta himself would argue and hold that you are allowed to sell an Uber to a guy. So we don't have a clear proof. Toshima, come in here. It says, Rabbi Yudah says, HaMekabel Behemah Min Adi Gechavim. If a Jew receives a Behemah from a guy, this could be even a Behemah Gath, a regular cow. Let's say a Jew receives to work with a cow that belongs to the guy, and the Jew's going to raise it, feed it, and if they have kids, he gets a portion, he gets a chelik of the kid, if the kid belongs to him. Rabbi Yudah says, "I'm a couple of him of the chovim." The yod now it gives birth. You have a bechor. The lochers first of all malin noisa b'shaviyot. We have to see how much it's worth. How much is this uber worth? Malin ola b'shaviyot. The noisein chatzid damel the kain. You have to give half of the money to the kain. In other words, the Bais says there's a din the rabbonin. She says malin sham v'noisa chadamel the kain. Avgedusha zaguf like kodesh likaru lemezbeach. Ho v'chetz of the chovim. It is according to Yehuda Shita that you chayv in a bechor, but we have shutras for the guy. The pshat is only your half that has a din bechor, not the other half that belongs to the guy. So over here the case is that the Jew gets shutras, gets half of the uber. So therefore we have to see is how much the uber is worth, how much the kid is worth, and half of the worth has like a din bechor that the Jew has to give it away to the kain. That's the Yehuda Shita. So even though the shutras for the guy, your half of the Bechor, you have to give it to the kain, the money of you have to give to the kain. Now, the Hanoisein Loi B'Kabbalah, let's say the opposite, let's say the Jew gives away his cow to a guy to work, and then the guy doesn't get a half of the uber, so Afa Pi Shein Rishu, even though he's not allowed to do it, so the clearly corpse of Yudah, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to give away your Porah to the guy, in order that he'll have a Shutfis in the uber, so even though you're not allowed to do it, but if you did do it, we make a knas that you have to buy it back. You're going to have to buy back this uber from the guy, even if he charges you 10 times the amount it's worth. There's a knas that since you did an aver of selling it to the guy, you're going to have to buy it back from him, even though it's worth, he's charging you 10 times more. Yeah. Now, the nice thing called dom of the kain, but the value of the uber, you're going to have to give to the kain. So it's still a shalom. What do you have to give? The whole value, the chorus, you only have to give half of the value. But our part of it says clearly, yeah, you have to give to the kain. Why? Because that's a beauty sheet. Even though you have shutras for the guy, your half is still chayiv with your half is still chayiv in the din of a bechor. But with what the kash? It says over here that if a Jew gives his cow to a guy, he's not allowed to do that. But Kabbalah says afa pishen rishoi. So beauty is clearly not allowed to do this. Now what's the case talking about? How are you giving away the cow to the guy that he works with it? And he gets the kids that come out, the uber, he gets. So what's the case? So Gemara says, my love isn't the case. Uber. Rashi says, my love, when it says in the price, so you're not allowed to do it, it means the Uber. Like, you're not allowed to give away this poro to the guy. You can't give the Uber of it to the guy. So talking about there's an Uber involved. He's selling an Uber alone to the guy he's offer. Gemara said, Lord, maybe that's not the pshat over here. I'm talking about a behemo. Talking about a behemo over here. So the question is, now you're giving the mother away. The Rashi Taisa says, my love a Uber. Upirish Riari Behemo Beres. How mean it was? It's a pregnant cow. And in Apple Pisha and Rishon means you can't even sell the Uber. So Gemara said, Lord, that's not the pshat. We're talking about a behemo. That's not Muberes. And the Iki giving away now is only the behemo. The Arab Uber, Rashi says, Yeloya Behema Pirish Loyari Uber. And the Behema, Luyubra. You're only giving away the Behema for its Uber. If he's selling the Behema, that's why it's awesome. So Mar says, no. Vahadom of Ketoni, Mashma, the value of the Uber. Mashma, there's an Uber here. And the Mar says, no, Toni Domeo. Learn the value of the mother. I Vahnoisen called Dom of Lekayin Ketoni. So Lekayin is only the Uber. The mother you don't have to give to the Kayin. We're talking about giving the money to the Kayin means Al the Bechor. So Mashma, we're talking about there is a Bechor, there is an Uber here. V'anoisen kol domo v'kayin katoni. Yeah. V'behemah, we're talking about only the mother, you're talking about now the mother that wasn't even pregnant yet, says, so kayin mayavidite. What does the kayin have to do with here? What do you have to give him the money for? The Rashi says, a kayin mayavidite v'behemah on the mother itself. Elavadi Uber, we're talking about now there is a Vlad, there is a baby here, there is a Bechor here. And so it says, apapishen rishoy, you're not allowed to sell the Uber. So here you see clearly, according to Yehuda, you're not allowed to sell a Uber to a guy. The Gemara says, no. The case here could be like this. Hocho b'mayaskin, you know, we're talking about all the Rochel b'mayaskinon, we're going, v'yoyivlei behema ma'abrito, that you, the Jew owned this cow, a pregnant cow. And he gave over a pregnant cow to the guy, liptuma, to fatten it, to work with it. So it's like this. The migu de kansin leya behema, we make a kenas for you. You know, you're not allowed to give the mother away. That for sure is part of the Yisa. The Din is also to give away the mother. Therefore, Kansin Leia Uber, we also make a Kanas. We say it did something wrong by selling the Uber. So it could be like this. When you only sell the Uber alone, maybe that's Mutter. There's no Kanas at all. But here, you're like, you're giving the mother and the Uber to the guy. So since you're doing something wrong by giving the mother away, then we have to make a Kanas. If you have to buy it back or the value of it, we make a Kanas. So what did here, we make a Kanas already on the Uber also. It could be on a regular Uber, you have no proof. Rashi said, Loi, Liyolom Yahachol Atifsha, Tochel Mayaskin, Goy, Ziyoyvle, Beinu Mavrato, Liptuma, Lipto Chapti Ashvach, and the Goy gets half of the Shvach, Bein Bepitim, the amount that he fattens the cow itself, he gets a part of that, Bein Bevlodis. He says, oh, very good, the Nigo, the Kantinen. On the mother, of course, the Goy is getting part of the mother, the fat, as fat as the mother, it makes the mother get a part of that. So therefore, we'll make a Knas upon the kid also. But it could be if he only sells just the Uber, Rashi says, Avli Zovim Lei, Uber Lechudei, maybe low. Maybe according to Yehuda, there's no Kanaf. According to Yehuda, maybe it's Mutter. So again, you have no proof. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Toshima, come in here. It says clearly that the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, that Rabbi Yehuda Mate Bishvura. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to sell an animal, a Behema Gasa, to a guy, if the leg is broken. And he says, why? Because it can't heal up anymore. From something that's broken, it can't heal up anymore. So Rashi says, therefore, for last of the Malacha B'Shabbos, it can't do any work on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it. Mashma though, if the broken leg could eventually be healed up, then also, then you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Even though the guy can't do work with it now when you're selling it. So you have to say, then it's a light plug. So if the animal could become healed up, that's called a regular animal that you can't even sell, even though it's a broken leg, you can't sell to the guy. If so, the Uber Nami, the same thing, it should be used to sell a fetus to the guy. Because a fetus also, when it gets born, it'll grow up and be a healthy animal. And since eventually it could become a healthy animal, it should be called the Xeriloi Plug, not to sell to a guy. So Shema Mina, that's Rav Ashi's Raya Nechmam. According to Rav Yehuda, an Uber is also to sell to a guy. Even though Lamaisa, the guy can't do any work with it now on Shabbos, but it's a light plug, it's Bechlala Behemam, that's also to sell to a guy. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes through the same thing over again, but another Lashon. Now the Gemara says, the Iki, the Masni La Masnisim. Some learn the Shal on our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the Yamoy Choloi, if you sell the Uber, you sell the Behemah to the guy, Apo Pishen Rishoi. even though you're not allowed to. So now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say Matisim like Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Yehuda. It's not, because we learned in Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Reb Yehuda Matib is Shvura. Reb Yehuda says you're allowed to sell a Shvura, an animal with a broken leg to a guy. So here the Hazam Minir is when the Mishnah says you can't sell it, it means you can't sell the Uber to the guy. So of course, not like Reb Yehuda. So Gemara says, no. Philotemer, even want to say the Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Shvura, it's Mutawai Lav Hainu Urukai. It's not normal. That's called a different animal altogether. So you don't have a light plug here. It's a different sug. If the animal has a broken leg, that can't be healed up. But Uba, the fetus, Haina Urchai, that's a normal thing for an animal to have fetus to grow and be normal. So that could be, it is also. So according to this Lashon, we're learning Pshan the Mishnah, Tafa Pishan Rishoy means it could be only selling the mother like for its Uba. Could be the guy gets nothing from the behemoth, he only gets the Uba. And even that the Mishnah says is also. So Gravarsi wants to say it's not like Reb Yehuda. Now we say, no, yes, it goes according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda also would agree, or Uber is also. So now again, we bring the same raya. It's Toshma coming here. It says, Reb Yehuda, Aymer, HaMakabal, Behemim, and other Kechavim. If your Makabal of a Jew is Makabal a cow from a guy, the Yodin he gives birth. So Mao Noitzim, Beshav, you have to see how much it's worth. For Noitzim, Chatadam, of a Kayin, even though you should fit in this Bechor, you and the guy, but still, that's Reb Yehuda Shiti, you chayvim Bechor, so here you have to give to the Kayin. What's going to be the hanoisim led the Kabbalist, a Jew gives a cow to a goy to work with? Even though he's not allowed, even though he's not allowed, even though will make a canast over here. And the sarba double to 10 times its worth. And the noisim called double the give all the value to the coin. So now, my love isn't talking about over here, a uber. It's talking about the uber. So you see, even the uber also, according to the beauty, you're not allowed to sell. You see, there's a canast, you're not allowed to sell the uber. So that's the raya. Even though he can't to work with it, but it's called a good animal, it's a light plug. Worth of light, and they can't bring the truth over here. Abahema, here the, maybe the issue is because he sold the mother. Credit more of a dumb of Katoni, mash with the kid's money. Maratoni the male, the mother with the money of the mother. I have a nice Kodom of the Kayan Katoni, there has to be an Uber involved. You get a Bukhari giving it to the Kayan. The Behema, we're only talking about the mother that's not pregnant, there's no kid here. So Kayan, my Vigate, what does the Kayan have to do with the mother? There's no din, it's only by a Bukhari you have to give the money to the Kayan. So, what's this again? Hokka, my skin case could be over here. We're going to Yoya Behema Mavrata. Could be you gave your pregnant cow to the guy Liptuma to fatten it. And the guy gets a chelik in the cow and a chelik in the kid. So that's why here it's also maybe. The Migu, the Kantin Laya Behema, Kantin Laya Uba. Migu will make a knas. He can't sell the mother. That's what's also. So maybe we'll make a knas. You have to buy back the Uber also. Even though it could be maybe by just selling the Uber by itself, maybe it's Mutakorn to Reb Yehuda. So again, you have no proof. The final proof again is no. Omer Rav Ashi. Ashi says again, Toshma coming here. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Matib Shvura. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly that you're allowed to sell an animal with a broken leg to a guy. If Neishen Yechel Lishrapas, it can become healed up. Mashma, Ho Yechel Lishrapas, if it could be healed up again. Also, then you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. If so, Vainami, Anubur also. Ki Yechel Lishrapas, Domi is also accepted that it could be healed up. So Shma Amina. That's a good proof that according to Yehuda and Echnami, it's Bechlal, a light plug, that a Jew cannot even sell just a fetus to a guy. Yeah, the Uber of a Behem Agasa, that's a Bechlal, a light plug, that's also Wasa. Yeah. Adam Moore says, Iberlu, I have a question like this. Iberlu, what's going to be Mochar Behem Ali Ubra? My. What's going to be like this? A Jew sells his cow to a guy. But not that the guy really owns the cow. You're not selling the cow completely. You're only selling it for one like percentage of it. Just for the fact that when the cow gives birth, the uber of it, the kid will belong to the guy. But what are you selling right now? You're not selling the kid. The kid is not here. The mother's not pregnant. You're only selling one schus of the mother, that if the mother does become pregnant and has a kid, the guy will own the guy will own that kid. The shalva, that's the chlal the yisra, not to sell a behem agatha to a guy. Like here, there really there's no shayla because he's not going to try it out. He doesn't know that to work with it. So therefore, the guy is not going to want to try it out. There's no real gzeirah. Maybe we'll try it out on Friday and work with it over Shabbos. But the tzad to say it's also is because there's a light plug. Maybe it's also called selling an animal. Now the rabbanim does not want a Jew to sell a behem agasa to a guy. Because any type of a sale. Because true, we're afraid that maybe you sold him on Friday a regular animal, and a regular animal you used to work with. So the guy will tell the Jew, first let me try it out and see if it's good. And he'll take it over and work with it over Shabbos, and the Jew will be over the Yisra, Shvi Sabenta. So that's the reason why they made the Gzeira. So maybe this is also included. My, what's the halacha? The Gemara says, this shaylo, tibor the Rabbi Yehuda, gets the kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and even tibor the Rabbani, gets the shaylo according to the Rabbani Shita also, according to both of them. And it's like this, tibor the Rabbi Yehuda, gets the shaylo according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kishor Rabbi Yehuda, when the Rabbi Yehuda was only mati, ad kan lo kishor Rabbi Yehuda, el bishvura, only where the leg is broken. To lo yosin lechalufay, you won't come to mix it up with a good animal. Everybody knows it's a different type. It's a broken animal. They know it's broken. So if you matter to sell this, people won't know, think you're allowed to sell a healthy one. Avo shleima, but to sell an uber, even though the uber itself can't do work, but it's a complete animal. The yasel achlufay, people will see you selling an uber to a guy, they'll think maybe you're allowed to sell a healthy animal also. Therefore also, in this case here, where you're selling the mother to the guy, say the guy gets a schus to get the uber. So meister, what you're handling here with is with a healthy animal. Sure, you're only selling one percentage of it to the guy, but maybe this is the father way plug. So you can have a shalom according to the Yehuda. I do, maybe no. The other side is no. Umashvura the poskimine. Madach yod, you're allowed to sell the animal, the broken leg, to the guy. Poskimine means you have nothing to do with the guy anymore. Like it's a complete sale. Still, it's mutam. It's so the kolshkein for sure shleim over here. Where the mother, the loy poskimine, you're not going away from the mother. The mother still belongs to you, the Jew. You're only giving over one percentage, one schus that the guy has, that when it gives birth, the blood will go to the guy. But it's called like poskimine, you're not closing your ties with it. You're not like poska closing it. You still own part of it. So therefore, it's not to say here it should be muta. That's a shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's one shaila. And also, tibor the rabbanon, get the same shaila according to Rabbanon Shita. Then maybe ad kan loy kaftir rabbanon, not rabbanon yasid. But ela bishvura de poskimine, because you're making a complete sale. To sell, even though the leg is broken, that's also maybe the rabbanon. Albo shleima, but over here, where the behemoth is shleima, but the loy poskimine, you're not finishing your sale, like you still own the mother. Sure, maybe it should be muta. Maybe the rabbanon with muta, you're allowed to sell this, because it's not a complete sale. You're still owning the most of it. Or then we maybe know. The svar is no. Ma shvura liyas lechlufei osri. Mother, so Rabbanon hold by a broken leg, that you won't come to mistaken to sell a healthy animal. Everybody knows it's broken. Still, the Rabbanon said, "Lay plug, it's awesome." He saw the svar should be the chol shechein shleima. For sure, should be also to sell a complete animal, at least it's uber, the yosa lach lufei, that you would come to exchange it. You make mistakes with a regular behemoth. So even though you only want to sell the behemoth now, the uber, maybe that's b'chal the lay plug. So the kids, this is a good shalom according to both Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, the time of the Rabbanan, Mishimach, you, is that really right what we're saying? Is that really the reason why the Rabbanan say you can't sell it? Because Mishimach Lufay, is that true? Yeah. Is that really the reason the Rabbanan? The Yotani would learn like this. Omud on Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan said back to Rabbi Yehuda. Valoi marbiyin oleho v'yoldois. The Rabbanan said back to Yehuda, how could you be matter to sell a behemoth that has a broken leg? As if to say the what, that you hold that he can't work with it, so it's neshechted right away, so people won't see it around, it'll be forgotten about. The Rabbanan said back, no, but even the guy buys a broken leg, he'll leave it around. Because what, marbiyin oleho, to let a zacha be mate with it, and the oldest, even though the mother has a broken leg, but it'll become pregnant and they'll keep it around to give birth. And if so, the Rabbanan hold, that's why it's awesome, because people come to see how did the guy get this through the guy, through the Jew, they'll think you're allowed to sell to the guy. Alma, what do we see? Mishum Uvra. What's the reason why the Rabbanan say you can't sell a broken animal to a guy? Because they're going to keep it around because of the Uvra. If so, yeah. So then for sure here also it should be Yosef. The same thing. It'll be around the Ubra here also. It should be Yosef. Rashi says, Al matan rabbonim mishum ubrin. Tiv shim minor. The rabbonim also limchol of the kachotim behem al Ubra. We have you the mutter. But that's good for the macholikis if it's mutter or not. So according to this, we should be posher that according to rabbonim it's us. According to you, there should be mutter. So Mor says, no. I'll tell you like this. Mor says, hochi komalei. This is what the rabbonim is saying back to Yehuda. Time of the dawn, our reasoning is, Mishum the Yosel Lachluf of the Behemoth. No, The Rabbanan said the reason why you can't sell a shvura, broken leg, to a guy, because still people make mistakes and sell a healthy behemoth to a guy also. So, therefore, we can still have a shell, though, that's only when you sell it completely. But maybe in our case, Lubra, we don't sell it completely, maybe it still be muta. But now, what did the Rabbanan say back to Yehuda? They said like this. Now, Elo, at, but the Rabbanan said back to Yehuda, Elo, at, you. My time is shavuos. Why do you say it's mutter to sell a behemoth as a shavur? Mishum dein chol es rapois, because it can't be healed up anymore, and therefore command the zav l'shchit dam. It's like when you sell it to the guy, for sure they're going to shecht it right away. They're not going to hold on to it. They're going to shecht it right away. So therefore, there's no gzeiros. People won't come to think about it anymore. Rashi says leik l'mechesh lechlufei, because whoever sees you right now knows you sold it l'shchita, and they won't come to be matter to sell a healthy behemoth. That's why you review to say it's muta. So on this, the Rabbanan has to review the know, according to your svara, v'haloi ma'binu oleo. No, sometimes the guy will hold on to it, and they'll mate it with the zacha. They'll let a zacha come to mate with it, and v'yoldos may give birth. And therefore, v'chivu de ma'binu oleo v'yoldos ma'shoilo. The guy will hold on to it. And therefore, there should be gzeir also. Like, look, people come to think you're allowed to sell a regular bayma to a guy also. That's what the Rabbanan meant to ask Rabbi Yehuda. And on this, what did Rabbi Yehuda answer back? The Yom Luch.